Good afternoon. Today is
Tuesday. We got you laughing, Brian.
June the 26th. I'm just concerned, terribly concerned. It's the 177th day of the new year. Join us this afternoon for his last show before he morphs. Now, what is a caterpillar does what and becomes a butterfly?
I guess morphing is probably the appropriate
word. No, morphing is not the right word.
We have all these experts in the room. Let me Google that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, you don't go into hibernation. You cocoon and then you
turn into something else.
A butterfly, right?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you're going to be doing.
I'm a butterfly?
That is kind of a stretch, isn't it?
It does kind of stretch. What is mine? I don't know if I'd use it.
Okay, and mothballs doesn't make any sense.
Just another adventure.
Okay.
Just another adventure.
Well, I'm talking about going from talk shop to community comment.
Oh,
it's
all about you.
I really don't care about your personal adventure, out on the water.
I didn't know this was even disclosed that I was going to be one.
What
of
is
your,
now?
Oh, community comment. Well, the advantage of doing that there are some, I think, some very imposed restrictions on city managers, as there should be, because we're apolitical creatures and what have you. And now, 1 July, I'm kind of can be myself. And be very afraid.
Yeah. That's why you're truncated to 3 minutes.
or not aired at all.
And on tape, yeah. And then somehow you got this sweet young thing.
Oh, this young.
To say yes to pinch hit.
This bright.
Even for an interim from somebody who I believe went yelling and screaming out of the county courthouse saying, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free at last, or something to that effect.
Yeah, I consider it quite a personal accomplishment to try to convince Loretta that she really needed to be the interim city manager of Fortuna. It was a lifelong passion that she had, and I just needed to make sure that. And, of course, the good news is the council said, wow. How? And so they're.
Well, that's better than who, last time, right?
Right. Yeah. Who? Free and friendly?
Yeah.
I mean, the city of Fortuna.
Whoa, timeout. Okay, we're going to have to fall back on that one. Anyway, that with the memories of growing up and that phrase, we will have to take a break. KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:11. We'll be back with Dwayne Swan.
Swan Song.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And Loretta's I'm Back in the Saddle Again version of
Here We Go.
Gene Autry. Yeah, so stay tuned. We have no idea where this one's headed.
I'm Jim Mongi, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:15. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Wayne Riggi going out. Loretta Nicholas,
come in.
Sticking around.
Sticking around.
Yeah. You ready for a quote?
Yeah.
Quote away. I do not recognize Phil Blackmore.
Neither do I.
Golf isn't like other sports where you can take a player out if he's having a bad day. You have to play the whole game.
That's true.
Kind of sounds like city manager.
Yeah. I would think you'd have to play the whole game, no matter where the ball lies.
Not necessarily. You know, managers, take them out.
Well, council takes them out. But
that's right.
I guess you're right.
Yeah. You're right.
You know?
Yeah.
But it takes something pretty egregious.
Not necessarily.
Not so much.
You don't think so?
No.
Count 1, 2, 3, boom, you're out.
Yeah.
It can happen. Not with us. Just saying.
Is anyone else sensing a 2-on-1 here?
It's almost even.
Well, let's take care of the taking Dwayne out part real quick.
Okay.
Because you're really not, you're just transitioning.
Well, this has been difficult for me. Being a city manager working in municipal government has been a third career for me. I had a career in the Navy, and it kind of overlapped a working in the private sector, heavy construction, nuclear power plant stuff, and a lot of that kind of fun stuff that went on. And quite frankly, finding public service in local government was quite by accident and not something I really intended to do. but it became almost contagious. And I've
playing with nuclear plants will do that for you.
Maybe that's where the brain cells kind of got fried. I don't know. And you know, there wasn't around that much live fuel. But anyway, it was fun. It felt like you were kind of doing something for the public, even though not everybody even understood what you were doing. And sometimes it was difficult to get the elected officials that had hired you to understand what their issues are or should be, or what their focus had to be. And it was a constant, you know, you never knew what you were going to walk into any day. And so I found it, you know, there were moments when I wouldn't have said that. But overall, you look at behind you, and I always felt good about believing that something is better. Not everybody would agree with that. There are consequences to it. And as I've told people that maybe have had interest in trying to maybe doing this as a career, The thing that's critical to understand if you're ever going to want to be a city manager in your life is you can't be afraid to be fired, because there's many opportunities to be dismissed, because it doesn't take very much. It's a personality thing. It's not just performance based on knowledge or ability. It's so many factors can play into it. And sometimes you have to do all the unpleasant things that your task and what your job is to do, and delivering the bad news to whoever. And the city council, I would imagine, expects that.
Well, I remember a past city manager in Eureka saying, the key to being a successful city manager is 4-1.
Yes.
And that having that one extra is enough to not give independence, because you're still an employee, but the ability to make those hard calls or to say the things that are unpalatable and still be able to weather the storm because it's the right thing to do, even though the timing may not be right or the audience for the message may not really be embracing the tone nor the content at that particular moment.
Well, that is true. Sometimes you have to deliver some very, very bad news or things that a city council absolutely does not want to do, but you're obligated to tell them. And not only tell them, but figure out how they can, figure out how they're going to deal with it, and in some cases, holding their feet to the fire to get it done.
KINS News and Information Times, 3:19.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money. You won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon, eventually with Loretta Nicholas, but currently with Dwayne Riggi. She's shaking her head. You know, sometime, some show, we're going to have to get Loretta and Virginia and me together. Since we all kind of went through school together.
Wow.
Yeah.
And just
tell me when you're going to air that. I'll listen to it.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, there'll be about 10 right. people out there. All of us.
Who I'll be retired. I'll have nothing but time on my hands.
Oh, geez. Dwayne, when we got together last time, you were talking about the budget and that this really wasn't how you wanted to leave the
city. No, of course not. I mean, I'd like to leave in be able to say everybody's happy, where things are going well, projects are moving forward, we're fulfilling what our vision was as much as, you know, whatever I started. And
has that ever been the case?
No. Okay. It doesn't work that way. But I still like to believe. I'm naive enough to think that maybe it'll happen. No, it's like anything in life. There's always the unexpected things you don't know that's going to be coming. Somebody that has a thought they had a good idea by eliminating redevelopment agencies so they could steal all the money and give it to the state because they mismanaged all theirs. Things like that, you don't really appreciate. And then you get in with this great big hole, and most of the public doesn't appreciate what a huge hole that has now made in local governments. And there's going to be more of that big sucking sound of local money done for essentially local projects going to fill up a big hole in Sacramento.
Is there a place for local government?
Well, I'd like to believe that's where government should be, the best and closest.
I understand, but yeah. I mean,
is there a place?
The train wreck and everything else that's going on, is local government going to be defined as county? And that's as local as you're going to get, and the special districts get folded in, and the cities get folded in, and that's how the game's going to get played because there just isn't space financially for the cities.
Well, I think the whole equation is upside down. The centralized concept of government is it doesn't meet the needs of local people. I still am a strong personal believer in the idea of home rule. We know our problems. We know our situations. We know how to resolve them when they're in eye distance of all of us. We manage our own personal lives that way. We manage our neighborhoods around us and how we get along with people next door and across the street. That's the very character of humans. The centralized concept makes a lot of sense for certain types of common efficiencies, but it doesn't make sense on how to operate basic services that we need in a local government. And considering being up here in a rural area and you see so many rules and regulations coming out of Sacramento and Washington, D.C., for that matter, that are designed for some other place. You know, everything that I see, even in uses of utilities, water and sewer regulations, are designed for Southern California, arid climate. It is just hard to implement them in a population of our size in a kind of climate that we have. It does make sense.
In your many years of experience, have you ever known a politician, appointed or elected, to relinquish power and give it up to someone who's down the food chain?
I believe there are some. Yeah, I like to believe that that's what we do in city council meetings is public comment and public hearings is we listen.
Now let's take that little scenario to Sacramento.
I haven't seen it practiced.
Possible?
I haven't seen it practiced in the last 10, 15 years because the constituency that I see being served by Sacramento has nothing to do with locals. It has to deal with other high-powered structures, large corporations, important part of the equation of our total economy. Yes, strong and important labor unions. Yeah, part of it. But when you kowtow to all of that at the expense of people like you and I down here that are, we're doing what we're doing, which is important to deal with in our local government, it doesn't make any sense.
Loretta, do you see anything with your buddies that you still have at Sacramento that are now talking to you again because you've got a title? Are they sharing anything that says something's going to change?
No. No, and I really haven't made the reconnection yet, to be truthful. But no, I'm not seeing anything like that.
Boy, she sounded happy.
No, I'm not. But I agree with what Dwayne's talking about with regard to local government. I think so much of the decision-making has been taken away and out of our hands, and it's tied our hands so much that it's become almost impossible to run our communities like they should be run,
right.
And it's frustrating for everybody, for you and me and everybody that lives here.
So what is the role then of local government? If the monies aren't there, if you're cutting back, heard the quote earlier this week, you were talking about 2 or 3 less cops.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big chunk. 20% is a big chunk off of anything.
It's a big chunk.
In one financial cycle, bang.
Bang, yeah.
If that's the trend, at what point do you hit tipping point and just lock the front door and say, we're not doing that.
Some have. There are some very small cities and communities that have discussed going to a community services district, for example, instead of being a what was once a full service city. Maybe now they will just provide water and sewer services, for example. You know, that's what they provide as well. They'll do just the water and sewer, and then relinquish policing powers over to the county. You know, and the sheriff will take over. So it is coming to that for some areas.
KINS, News and Information Times, 3:30.
Now, a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a Lempus to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Dwayne Riggi, the guy going out, hey. Loretta Nicholas, the gal who's coming in.
Yay, that's even happier.
Depends on what chair you're sitting in this afternoon.
It does. It does. It truly is. Yeah, it's a perspective.
I remember Loretta's first time I heard of Dwayne was you referencing him coming from Blue Lake to Fortuna.
Really?
And said, mm-hmm. Good guy.
Really? She said that?
A weak moment, granted, but that's what she said.
Oh. I still say it. Oh. No, you know what? He's a great guy. He's gone up.
We'll find out what next week you call him.
Great guy.
You know what stuff he left for me to do? Yeah. The manure pile is high. I'm holding back, Loretta. Yeah.
So I know, Dwayne, you had frustrations with the lack of lead time in finding your replacement. Did you have to go beg, borrow, steal to get Loretta to say yes?
Oh, I won't tell you what the conditions I had and the promises I had made.
Had to get Randy drunk?
I can't disclose those.
Trade secret?
Yeah, and just I told the city council I'll try to find an interim for you because it appears you're going to need one. And so I spent 3 or 4 months doing all kinds of reviewing and kept on going back to Loretta, and I kept on getting a very firm no.
The lunches were good.
But yeah. And depleted my savings and all kinds. Yeah.
At least us Eurekans know how to milk it out so we get a little bit more than just a quick bumpkin.
And, you know, but no, the good news is all of a sudden I got an affirmative, and much to the delight of the Fortuna City Council. They are ecstatic that Loretta would do this. They appreciate that it is not an easy task to walk in and start the job. As I say, it's kind of like getting a drink of water at a fire hydrant.
Well, I would think, Loretta, that's the scary thing. Nobody has said no or boo or how come her or, I mean, nobody. No. I would think either that means the expectations are really, really, really high or really, 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 really low.
Brian.
You can't do wrong either way, right?
Walks on water and talks to God. That's what a resume says.
Oh yeah, that's what you just said about you, Dwayne.
Well, it fits. Huh? What can I say?
So why yes?
Why not? It's summertime.
Well, I can think of a couple hundred thousand reasons, or is it up to a million now? The shortfall.
Not that high.
No, okay. The budget's fine in Fortuna. I mean, look, I've been in worse budget situations. The budget's okay. Sure, the redevelopment was a big hit, Redevelopment, not a good thing.
Not a good thing.
Not a good thing. The Fortuna has taken a hit like it, like really it hasn't ever taken before.
Well, because we were a frugal, and we managed our own resources, and all of a sudden to have somebody take, you know, $500,000 out of it and throw everything in a disheaval and have no other way to deal with it, and it wasn't because of any internal mismanagement or lack of foresight, is kind of hard to take.
Right. And it's not over yet.
No, it's not.
There are more money grabs. Yeah. Potentially coming our way.
Yeah.
But it's a perfect time to go in and hang out in Fortuna for a while and get to know the community. It's one community I haven't spent much time in. I love the city council and all the employees.
I just was saying when we were going to school, it was a time zone, right?
Right.
Fortuna was one time zone and our kid coming out of Eureka.
Yeah.
So I find it intriguing that you got the big smile on your face again.
Yes.
Which is cool.
I don't...
How long do you want to stay?
As long as they need me.
Are you sure?
I really can't stay. I mean, I'm a PERS retiree, and so there are guidelines, there are rules that I'm not allowed to work over a certain amount of hours, and basically no more than 6 months is what it equates to. So
there's
no thought at all
by anybody that it would be.
Right, and that's understood by everybody. So there's an active recruitment for a permanent city manager underway.
Either of you two involved in the selection?
No.
I'm not. I made that
the
very
profiling of that position?
No. I that was something that the city council and I talked about last November, that I didn't think it was appropriate for me to be involved in any of that selection process at all. They needed to find the person them. And we facilitated how they could find somebody to recruit for them, how to do a few other things, and maybe pay invoices. But it is truly the responsibility of the city council.
Both heads are bobbing. I guess that means it's time for a break. KINS, news and information time. No dissension here. It's 3:41. We'll be back with more from Loretta Nicholas and Mr. Dwayne Reagan.
Thank you.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, news and information time. It's 3:44. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Dwayne Reagan, Loretta Nicholas. Loretta, let me ask you the question, then I'll ask Dwayne.
Uh-oh.
What's the biggest cool thing going on right now in Fortuna that's really got you excited?
Dwayne's leaving.
No, not Dwayne.
Dwayne's
easy,
leaving.
Easy. No, that's your answer.
Well, that is. Okay. I thought it'd be the same. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't have an answer for that.
You don't have an answer? The coolest big thing?
What is the coolest big thing?
Loretta's there.
Dwayne's
okay,
leaving.
Kiss.
No,
okay. What's the biggest challenge that's in Fortuna right now?
Well, we just passed a budget yesterday, so we can't say it was the budget. The budget is balanced.
Yeah, but now you gotta make it work.
And we're going to do that. I'm going to do that.
You can do that in a heartbeat.
That's no problem.
Just do that in your sleep.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Full police force, that's excellent. The weather's 72 degrees when we left.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Sunny.
Friendly, sunny, warm.
And that's why I live in the fog bank. Oh. It's too warm.
I tell you.
Okay.
I don't tan, I flash burn. You?
I do too.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's why we all live here.
I think we all do.
Tom Cook had a statement I always prized that he called Humboldt County, in particular the west side of Humboldt County, is we have soft start mornings.
Okay.
And I like that term. I just did soft start mornings.
Yeah. I think all the festivities down there, there are so many awesome things going on in Fortuna. Every weekend, there are just the farmer's market, you know, was this afternoon. And there's a new barbecue at the farmer's market. That's exciting. Ray's is doing the barbecue.
Yeah, they have a barbecue in front of the store, and now they're just...
You're discovering town, aren't you?
Yeah. She is.
It's just awesome. You know, that's what's cool about this. You know, you get to go in and find out all the things about another community, all the details, all the nitty-gritty, and get to meet people. And
there's culture.
There's culture, Yeah, there's just a lot of cool things down there. It's hard.
Oh man, am I having a tough time right now?
What?
Yeah.
I just remember what we used to call the culture that was in Fortuna when we were going to school, and I'm just biting my lip right now.
You probably won't sell any airtime down there anymore.
Well, not in the next hour or so.
It's great.
Dwayne, what are you going to miss?
What am I? I'm going to miss this a lot. I guess just the fact that there's something exciting to look forward to every day, and don't know what's going to come down to be, but how the day is going to unfold, and what the opportunities as well as the challenges are. I'm going to miss that a lot. As my wife would say, I just don't idle well. And it's not that I'm going to go idle, but that constant, you know, got to be on your game type of thing and be aware and things that you don't expect, and you have this big plan how you're going to get something accomplished, hopefully by 5, 6, or 10 o'clock at night, and it half of it goes out of the way because all these other things came in and interrupt. I'm going to miss that a lot. I'm going to also miss the fact is that you can see things unfolding, and I'm now kind of driving around town and said, I remember when we planned that, and I remember when that was a concept and somebody says it was impossible to get done, and it's done, and it's been there for a couple of years. I'm going to miss that part of at least believing that I got some fingerprints on some of these things. It's a personal thing of helping facilitate. No one person makes that happen. And so now I get to do it in a different way. So it's going to be different, and I've resisted the concept of retirement most of my life. Although I retired from the military, it wasn't really the idea of stopping. It was continuing something else. And that's essentially how I've reconciled this. And I had our daughter finally said to me a couple of months back, says, Dad, don't stress over this. She says, you've succeeded at anything else you put your mind to. You'll do that well, too. And you'll find all kinds of things you never thought you had time to do. And you'll probably be busier than you ever have been. And it's starting to become true.
I am waiting for the invasion through the slough, however.
You are.
We do have the binoculars trained in that direction, along with the gun turrets.
You did.
So be advance noticed.
Okay.
All right.
I do have my amphibious fleet ready now.
Good, good. Well, we paid attention for you.
I did a maiden voyage on it. And you're in trouble.
Is that what brought you back, Loretta?
What's that?
What Dwayne was just talking about, the activity level?
Oh, it's wonderful. Not knowing what's going to happen every day and just going in. And, yeah, it's great. It's a rush, you know. It's exciting going in and not knowing what's going to happen that day, or who's going to pop in your office, and what kind of challenge may come about. It's exciting.
I figured,
and I missed it.
Yeah, being similar breeds of cat, that would be what keeps us all going.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah,
that
it is.
That dynamic that's at work.
Yeah.
So we'll be hearing from you sometime in July.
Yeah, yeah. You'll be very afraid.
Probably after your lighthouse trip.
Yeah. He was practicing with me. You should be afraid.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Well, yeah, everything's a grain of salt with it. Well, maybe two grains. Nice to see you again, Loretta. We'll see you next month, too.
So nice to see you, too. Thank you.
You're going to invite her back?
She said that nice, so okay. It doesn't get a whole lot better than that.
Thank you, Brian. We've been talking shop
this afternoon with Dwayne Riggi and Loretta Nicholas. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love, and I'll see you tomorrow.